Why is Peter chosen to be the rock on which Christ builds his church? There's two simple things that I want to leave you with for your own reflection and prayer. The first is evident in the gospel itself, that Peter is the first of the apostles and of Jesus' followers to make a profession of faith in his divinity, that Jesus is the Son of the living God. Not Son of God in some sense, you know, how we tend to think about it is, well, that's nice. He has a special relationship with God as Father. No, he truly is eternally the Son of God. He's existed for all eternity, and he's become incarnate so that he can bring the good news of salvation. But I think a second point of reflection is, why is Peter considered the rock on which Christ promises that the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against? Because Peter is the one who really screws up at the Last Supper. Not as bad as Judas, right? I mean, Judas kind of got it a little worse. But nonetheless, Peter got pretty cocky. Right before the Last Supper, he said, "Lord, I will die with you." And then Jesus says, "Ah, Peter, before the cock crows three times, you will have denied me." And he did. And when Peter recognized what he had done after denying Jesus, he wept bitterly, tears of repentance and sorrow. But what's so beautiful is at the end of John's gospel, we get that beautiful story of after Christ has risen from the dead and before he's ascended into heaven, he's on the lake shore. And the disciples are cooking breakfast for Jesus. And Jesus looks Peter in the eye and he says, "Peter, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord, I love you." And three times Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me?" Undoing Peter's triple denial of Christ. "Yes, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus Christ built his church on the rock of Peter because of his mistake, brothers and sisters, because he knew in advance the struggle that Peter would go through. Yes, his ardent act of faith, but also his weakness, because Christ makes the foundation of his church the forgiveness of our sins. And it was only fitting that the rock on which the church was built would be built upon a man who himself experienced deeply the forgiveness of God and the mercy of the Lord. So have hope, brothers and sisters. The gates of hell will not prevail.